Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Now I'm excited. I thought I was excited to start drinking this tequila, but I didn't realize Jake was on a Tinder date. A real Tinder date took place over the weekend, days away from his account being canceled because he wasn't going to pay. How much did that cost you, Jake, by the way? I'm sure you were on the minimum plan, right?
$18.99 a week.
A week?
A week? No.
Yeah.
You paying $20 a week to be on Tinder?
Oh, I did once, and then the second time I forgot. But then I definitely canceled it.
It's $18 a week.
Guys,
that was $18
a week. Won't pay anything for the outside chance of getting laid.
Is everyone paying that, or they just charge Jake more?
I think Jake has to pay more for some reason. I don't know how that is.
Oh, we know the reason.
Well, I mean, we know the many reasons. So,
you have to pay by the pound?
Jake's price is going down. it's time for Where'd You Go? How Far'd You Go? Date Jake and an actual date with someone. All we know is that he met her on Tinder, and she's an English teacher. That's all we know. Everything else we will try to figure out together. We'll let you play along. Here we go.
Where'd you go? How far'd you go? Did you guys go play bingo? Where'd you go? How far'd you go? Did you guys take it slow or no?
All right, we'll let some listeners get in with some questions as well. The only questions we cannot ask you are where did you go? How far did you go? But we can ask you anything else about you or this person, and then we will try to figure out where you went and how far you went on the date. The fact that he even told us about it, Allie, makes me think that something good happened. Because if it was just a total colossal failure, he may have kept it to himself.
It's funny because Jake he's got a pretty good poker face. If he is like, yeah, I want a date. You're like, oh, what happened? He could be like, I had sex all night.
Right.
Or he could be like, it went horrible.
Right, another drunk burger.
Yeah.
Also, you know what's funny is that I did a little bit of research right now on Tinder, and Jake had a higher tier than normal Tinder profile thing. Yeah, because Tinder's free, and then you get a basic version. Then there's Tinder Plus, that's $10. Tinder Gold, that's $15. And he has Tinder Platinum.
Whoa.
That's $19.
Jake. Yeah.
That's a Tinder.
Well, Jake. I mean, as 949 says, he's Tindering for two.
they think it's a throuple when they go with Jake, I guess.
That's crazy. Jake's thirsty.
Jake,
huh?
It's funny because
you still only had
2 months. That was the Platinum plan.
Yeah.
Jake, that's amazing. Did you know you were paying for the highest tier of Tinder?
There's a higher one. It's called Tinder Select, and this is a yearly subscription fee for $500.
Whoa.
Oh, no, this one's $500 a month. Yeah.
What? A month?
A month.
That's what it says, yeah.
Man.
Dude, people are spending $500 a month on Tinder?
That's crazy.
The whole thing is
what
insane.
What a waste of money.
I'm sure a lot of those people are paying for it still don't even remember. That. Like, Jake remembered that he's still getting charged for it, but he's a Platinum Jake. Platinum Jake.
I forgot the first week. I had to go and cancel it, my subscriptions thing.
What? Did you sign up for that because you were really trying to get, like, find someone to get
well,
laid?
Vanessa made it so we could do the AI challenge thing, and then I had it on my phone, and then I was drunk one night. I'm like, I'm going to sign up, and so I could start swiping on people, and then I forgot.
I got it. All right. Well, we just get one question. Where'd he go? How far did he go on this date? Allie, would you like to begin?
Yes. Jake, what was the first thing you messaged this person? What did you say?
Are you real?
I don't. I probably just like, hey, how's your week going? I think is what I said.
Hey, that's... how's your week going? Was your opening line?
I think so. After we matched, something like that.
Okay.
All right, Omar, you got a question for Jake the Nerd. We're going to get into where he went, how far he went on this date in a moment.
Yeah, I know a lot about, I mean, you know, we work with the guy. You know what? I hear something that's, What's your landscaping downstairs?
Oh. The same question you would ask anybody else. You're right.
A ball throw action going on? What's going on there?
It's trimmed.
Oh.
It's trimmed? Like how?
Like short.
No.
Just short?
Next.
Like a mohawk? Like a, you got like a little landing strip down there?
Or? No, it's all the same. All short.
Oh, okay. Like how? What's the length? Like a half an inch?
That's enough. A lot of detail. Jesus Christ. I need to write a new question because I also had a ball throw question. So I'll give you mine in a second. Hey, Maria, go ahead. You have one question now. We'll get into where he went, how far he went on the date. But what is your question for Jake the Nerd?
Did he prepare with a trunk burger this time?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. I was going to ask something similar. You always have a consolation meal, and I know you're not as hungry anymore now, thanks to Lasara. But did you have a consolation burger last time? I think your first date with Tina, you had a trunk burger, a burger waiting in the trunk for after the date, if it went well or didn't go well. Did you have any sort of a consolation meal waiting for after this one?
No, I ate before, right before.
Oh, you did eat right before. That's a good question.
You ate right before.
Kimberly, you get a question for Jake the Nerd. Go ahead. What is your question?
Ball throw questions are out.
Did you go in a car to the date?
All right, that's a great question. Was there, did you pick her up in your beat-up car?
No, I did not pick her up in my beat-up car.
Okay, good question. All right, Jake, I'll give you the final question right now. Have you self-pleasured since the date?
No.
It's a good question, Claire.
Thank you.
No.
You probably couldn't.
Were you waiting for a good question?
Yes.
And that's basically what I'm doing just now.
Yes, that's right.
I couldn't. I watched Allie's video.
All right. Oh, that's good.
Thank you so much.
That'll cure you. That'll cure you of your ills, my friend.
I have cured someone of their panty fetish.
I believe it. Hey, we're going to check that world premiere of Allie's Panty Haul video coming up in moments. All right. We've learned a little bit about Jake. But now the only questions that matter, which is where'd you go? How far did you go on the date? A real match on Tinder. He's a platinum Tinder man. Who knew? Jake will cut many expenses and lots of things, but not when it comes to his Tinder. He is the second most expensive tier there is.
I think I know exactly what happened.
All right.
So,
what day was this, Jake?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay. Sunday date.
So, here's what I think happened. I think he messaged back and forth with this girl. This girl, he said, was a listener to the show. I don't think that she would have swiped and chatted with Jake if she wasn't already in on Jake. I don't think she would have been like, I'm still deciding.
Right.
You know what
so
I mean?
She thinks she decided sex.
I think that she decided early on that sex was going to happen.
Huh.
But, of course, Jake wants to make everything convenient for him. So he suggested go to a bar within walking distance of where I live.
Right.
He met her at that bar. They had a few drinks. And then they walked back to his place to watch some stupid movie that no one's heard of.
Right.
And then during the movie, they started up and had sex.
You ever see anime in a shack?
And she's like, sure, I don't know.
Right, I got it.
And then they had sex, and they're going to see each other again.
She wanted the novelty of Jake the Nerd.
I'm sure she wanted to see the Jake Shack. So,
I agree. There's no chance he left Burbank for the date. The date 100% happened in Burbank, probably within
a three-block
radius of where he lives.
At first, I thought he was going to go to that taco place he won't shut up about.
Oh, right.
Because he found a new taco place right down the street from where he lives.
That's what I ate right before.
So I thought he took her there, but right. I guess he went there beforehand.
Allie, you know what? Knowing Jake, he could have gone there beforehand and during and after. All right, Omar, what's your guess? Jake the Nerd's big Tinder date. Where'd he go?
Allie's absolutely right. She had already made a decision that she was going to go all the way with Jake. So they definitely had sex.
Like she's into oddities.
Yeah. And as far as the date, I think they just, they met somewhere. They went on a hike. I know Jake's a big hiker. I think they just wanted to get to know each other, so they went on a hike somewhere.
Hike.
Yeah.
Interesting. We can hike for a 3-block radius around this taco truck.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let Maria play along with us because she asked a question. Maria, where did he go? How far did he go on the date? You're a woman. Maybe you give a different opinion.
I'm a woman, too.
Shut up, sir. Go ahead, Maria.
I think that he took her to that bar that he always frequents,
mm-hmm.
and he took Kibby, and I think that they did go all the way.
Awesome. Yeah. 3 guesses for all the way.
Yeah, I think so.
Platinum Jake.
Also, because Jake would be like, so what are we doing here?
Right.
You know, he would be like, if we're going to do this, let's do it.
Kimberly, you got to ask a question as well. I'll let you take a guess. Where'd he go? How far did he go on the date?
I think he went to the same place, the bar that they said Holly had two or three shots and got a little tipsy, maybe had another buzz ball at his place and then went all the way.
310 has an interesting guess on the text line. I'm going to guess that she went to second base with Jake's boobs, which is a great guess.
Motorboat?
That she felt Jake up for a change.
Cool.
All right, Jake, listen, I think it's very clear.
With all this, we are very happy for you if you did get laid.
He didn't get laid. I'm pretty confident about that. He did have a pep in his step today, but I think it's just because he keeps losing all that weight.
Right. Natural pep.
I think that it did involve a park with his dog, because he probably had to go to the park anyway for his dog. Jake doesn't prioritize the dates, as you know. So it was, I'm going to take the dog out to the park if you want to come meet Kibby. They were at a park.
I don't think his dog can walk anymore, though.
Oh, yeah, she's all atrophied out because he just carries her around, lugs her around that cleave. So I'm going to say, I still think it was a park date.
Okay.
It was definitely a free date. You ate before, so you didn't offer to buy her any food at all. And then after walking in the park, I think he said something like, you want to just come back to my place. She probably wanted to see the Jake Shack to see if it was anything like we talk about on the radio.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was, I'm trying to think, did she feel... I don't think there was hooking up at all. I think it was like a friendship thing, and she's probably also asking for a refund from Tinder.
You know, apparently there are hints on Jake's Instagram story. Was this the woman who was dancing on Jake's IG story? If any of us followed him on Instagram, that would have been helpful information.
Seems a little... I don't think I follow Jake. That seems a little premature to be posting the person you went on one date with already.
Look at her, look!
We're Instagram official. Oh. I've known her for 11 minutes. is that the same girl, Jake?
No.
Oh, okay. Different. Whoa,
no,
look
at you.
The
party I went to on Saturday night.
You're a real platinum man, making his way around town.
Platinum man.
All right.
Hello, Mr. Platinum.
Are any of us exactly right?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
Moment of truth now. Where did you go?
And how disappointing is this going to be?
So disappointing.
How far did you go on this brand new Tinder date over the weekend?
Well, I tried to make plans with her on Saturday, but she was busy. So we made plans for Sunday, and I said, well, I play in a weekly card tournament on Sundays. You want to meet up after that?
Oh, my God, it's so much worse.
That you said to her, I cannot accommodate this date. I have a weekly Magic the Gathering event I go to.
He said, yeah, well, I didn't say Magic the Gathering. I just said cards. And then I said, I'll be done like around 3 or 4. And she's like, I'll be available around 5. Does that work? And I said, sure. So we met at 5 at the bar across the street from cards.
Did I not call it? The place that is the most convenient for him?
Of course. The most convenient.
Okay, then
so,
what?
So you walked across the street. How many times during Magic the Gathering did you tell everyone you were going to meet a real woman, a real human woman afterwards?
Yeah, I have a girl waiting. You're waiting for me at the bar.
Yeah, if you need me after this.
You know, after this tournament, I got a date.
So you went over to the bar next door.
Well, first I went and got tacos because I had some time to kill. And then I went home and changed because I get sweaty playing cards.
Oh, my God.
I love you.
All right, and so then? You're all covered in sweat. You change. You go, and then you go to the bar?
Now I go to the bar, and she shows up, and I have a beer, and I buy her a vodka tonic, and we sit and have a good conversation. And
in person, what's your first impression? Because I know sometimes the profile pic doesn't, fit the real-life person.
I thought she looked exactly like her profile pic.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, like she showed up, gave me a hug right away. I bought her a drink. We sat there and had a good conversation. And then I walked her to her car and gave her a hug goodbye, and that was it.
Whoa.
You think there was going to be any conversation of meeting up again, or?
There could be, but I kind of got more of a friend vibe from her. She was a nice lady.
I thought Tinder was the app where it's like sex is like guaranteed. What?
That's what I thought
just
too.
For hooking up.
I think the tagline for Tinder is creator of zero friendships.
Right.
You're the only one who found a friend.
What are you
Tinder.
Doing, dude?
I'm good at it.
You bought a platinum friend from Tinder?
Worth every penny.
Wait, why did you get the vibe, Jake?
Tell her about the shirt change?
Of course not. Why would I tell her that?
Jake, what?
Why? I won my tournament, though.
Oh, God. That's it right there. Just hear the sounds for drying up on the spot.
Oh, my God.
And she was a fan of Kibby.
Yeah. So you brought your dog on the date, too.
Of course.
Of course. He brings her everywhere. So did she say anything to the effect of we should do this again?
No.
Did she say we shouldn't do this again?
She didn't say that either. I'm sure if I invited her to like a concert or something, she would go.
Did she speed away when she got into her car?
I didn't see that, but I did hear tire screech.
Here is the audio of the date ending. Let's take a listen. I think that went well. All right.
Bye-bye, friends.
All right. Well, Jake, congratulations.
Yeah, thank good you for much. You.
What a story. Man, that's a platinum man right there. Jake the Nerd on K-Rock. What a date, huh?
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba
Casino. Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.